The October 13th, 1917 solar miracle of Fatima remains one of the greatest religious phenomena of all Christian history. And I want us to examine exactly what happens, what message is given, and what Our Lady of Fatima wants you and me to do about it, because this was no accident. It was a directly willed sign to us from God of the presence of Our Lady and the need for Our Lady in our own troubled contemporary times. Hello and welcome to MaryCast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, Professor of Theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. And I want to start, as we talk about the great solar miracle of Fatima, October 13th, 1917, I want to start with the message that Our Lady gives, according to Sister Lucia. And then we're going to talk about, in our following programs, the real description of the solar miracle, because you're going to find it truly remarkable on what Sister Lucia saw as a child of 10 years old, as well as, of course, Jacinto Francisco, what 70,000 people saw, what the newspapers, the principal newspapers of Lisbon report and of the area saw, even though the reporters lost their jobs for telling the truth in a Masonic government and Masonic-run newspaper, that they saw the sun spin. And what's its impact on us? Why do people like Dr. Courtney Bartholomew, who's a professor of science, speak about the sign, the solar miracle of Fatima, as a possibility of a prediction of an upcoming nuclear disaster that would be conditional based on our response to the Fatima message? Powerful stuff, important stuff for you and me, and important stuff for the world. But let's start with our foundations. What does Our Lady say to the three Fatima visionaries on this monumental October 13th, 1917? I'm going to read to you her summary of this from her memoirs. And she says, and I quote, "We reached the Holmok in the Cova de Aria. Once there, moved by an interior impulse, I asked the people to shut their umbrellas and say the rosary. A little later, we saw the flash of light, and then Our Lady appeared on the Holmok. What do you want of me? I want to tell you that a chapel is to be built here in my honor. I am the Lady of the Rosary. Continue always to pray the rosary every day. The war is going to end, and the soldiers will soon return to their homes. Lucia, I have many things to ask you, the cure of some sick persons, the conversion of sinners, and other things. Our Lady, some yes, but not others. They must amend their lives and ask forgiveness for their sins. Looking very sad, Our Lady said, do not offend the Lord our God any more, because he is already so much offended. Then opening her hands, she made them reflect on the sun, and she ascended. The reflection of her own life continued to be projected onto the sun itself. After Our Lady had disappeared into the immense distance of the firmament, we beheld Saint Joseph with the child Jesus, and Our Lady robed in white with a blue mantle beside the sun. Saint Joseph and the child Jesus appeared to bless the world, for they traced the sign of the cross with their hands. When, a little later, this apparition disappeared, I saw Our Lord and Our Lady. It seemed to me that it was Our Lady of Dolores. Our Lord appeared to bless the world in the same manner as Saint Joseph had done. This apparition also vanished, and I saw Our Lady once more, this time resembling Our Lady of Mount Carmel." Soon after, Lucia reports, this message is conveyed by Our Blessed Mother. Then we have the testimonies, 70,000, including, of course, the visionaries, to a solar miracle. It's described in general with expressions like the sun dancing in the sky, giving off lights as it's dancing around. Others describe it as a silver-like disc giving off light. And you're going to see in Sister Lucia's memoirs that she prefers a different image than this silver disc. She says it's much brighter, was much more powerful than that. But let's go to the message. This message is a phenomenal message to our world, saying, first of all, a chapel must be built. That means the sacraments and the church must be brought to this apparition site. Authentic apparitions are never separated from the church. So the first thing Our Lady does is ask for the church to be built, a chapel to be built. And quite frankly, half of that cathedral was built before the approval of Fatima in 1930. And that tells us that yes, with wisdom, with discernment, people can go forward and accept a reported apparition, as did Jacinta and Francisco and Lucia, of course, before the church gives final approval, as long as there's always obedience to the final definitive judgment of the church. So Our Lady asks for a chapel. She identifies herself as Our Lady of the Rosary. She asks for a rosary every day. Now, my friends, in the difficulty of our time, I've got to ask you a tough question. Are you responding to Our Lady's request? Are you praying a rosary, at least a rosary every day? Because she's asking for powerful reasons. She's coming and asking for this incredibly powerful prayer to be prayed because she sees what's ahead. We don't see what's ahead. We get glimpses through these private revelations, but she sees what's ahead, and obviously we need to be praying more. So I ask you in peace, but also in integrity, are you answering Our Lady's call? Are you praying a rosary each day for peace in the world? If you need more encouragement other than Our Lady, you can read the headlines, you can read the newspapers. It's tough from beginning to end. There's challenges all over, from the smallest family to the biggest global picture that we're looking at right now. So we need the prayers of the rosary. She goes on to talk about, she says, the war is going to end. Well, this is during World War I. And as we know, she had already talked about a greater world war if people do not change. That was World War II. Sister Lucia was quoted as saying, had John Paul II not consecrated the world, inclusive of Russia, in 1984 to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, had John Paul not fulfilled the Fatima request, we could have seen a nuclear war as early as the next year. That could have been 85. So prayer and war, they're absolutely related. That's why Our Lady is calling us to pray the rosary daily for peace in the world. Then she talks about how some people are not going to experience the miracles they're asking for, the healings they're asking for. Why? Because they're not converting. They have to amend their lives. That's got to be on the inside. It's got to be interior. Then powerfully, we have appearances of Saint Joseph and the infant Jesus, and they bless the world. Some commentators say this represents the joyful mysteries. It's the infancy narratives. But Joseph, Saint Joseph, blessed the world with Jesus because he's the foster father of the church. He is, as Leo XIII declared him, the patron of the universal church. We're not going to have a triumph of the Immaculate Heart in the church unless Saint Joseph is included in that process. And that's why he appears in this last apparition, to tell the church and the world that the intercession of Saint Joseph is still critical for our time right now. Then who appears? Jesus and Our Lady of Sorrows, the co-redemptrix. And here again, you can see how co-redemption is at the heart of the Fatima message. Our Lady's asking us to pray and sacrifice, offer everything up. Well, that's co-redemption. And then she appears as the co-redemptrix, talking about the importance of this role. And then thirdly, she appears as Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Some commentators say this represents, you know, as the infancy narratives are represented by Saint Joseph and Mary and the infant Jesus, and the sorrowful mysteries are represented by the reality of Our Lady of Sorrows. So Our Lady of Mount Carmel is representing the glorious mysteries. Why? Because she comes with a promise of salvation. And that's the promise of the scapular. Powerful, powerful message, October 13th, 1917. And in our next segment, we're going to talk about Sister Lucia's description of the solar miracle to you and me, relevance right now to our present situation. It's Dr. Mark Novelli saying thanks for being with us at MaryCast. God bless you.